I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But we're just talking about Dan and Carteret saving a man's life over the weekend. So Dan is on the line. We'll talk to him quickly, put a bow on this, and then we'll move on to the rest of what happened yesterday. So if you just are joining us, Dan and Carteret, our famous caller, made himself more famous over the weekend. There was a man dangling his foot was stuck in some sort of bulkhead. He was dipped into the very cold water. He didn't want Dan to call the cops. Dan did call the cops, and he saved the man's life.
Guy had to be 10 feet down off of the ground. I mean, yeah. He had a fall, at least. It looked at least to be about 10 feet.
I mean, it was a really, really bad situation for this guy, and no one else was around but Dan. So let's go to Dan and Carteret. Hey, Dan, what's happening, man? Congrats. We're proud of you.
Thanks. There they are. Boompa, Gio, and my fellow bald-headed IPA beer-drinking hero, Al Dukes.
And now you're a hero.
Yeah. Obviously, I don't really think I'm a hero. I just played that up because of the whole connection with Al and his story and calling 911 on that dog incident with the man in the park.
Yeah.
And I mentioned New Jersey 12 News in my videos that I upload to Twitter, because I said maybe, you know, if they're smart, they'll put two and two together, it'll be funny, and if they come into a story on me, that'd be another thing I have in common with my man Al.
So Dan, how tight do you think you are with Al?
I don't think I'm tight with Al. I'm just making jokes.
Okay, good, because we're starting to be concerned.
Yeah, I think you're going stage five clinger territory.
No. That's stage five clinger territory is me and Gio.
Okay.
Right, he does have my cell phone number.
Yes.
So Dan, you see this guy, he's stuck down there. Do you know how he got down there?
Yes, after, you know, the videos and, you know, they got the guy up and onto the gurney and whatnot, I talked to one of the officers off video, and we believe that he dropped a bottle of liquor in the water. Because if you look at one of the videos or a screenshot I loaded, there's a bottle of liquor in the water right next to where he is.
Oh,
and his
of course.
Sneakers, and his sneakers were off when I, you know. When
I mean, come on. Get yourself another bottle, will you?
Hey, Dan, how far down was it from the top of that area to where he was stuck?
It was about 10 feet. He definitely tried to scale down, because when I saw him after I took some scenic pictures as I was walking across the bridge, and I was halfway across, and then I saw him, I was like, oh, my goodness. And I ran over, and I ran around, looped off the bridge, and got by the top of the bulkhead above him, and I kneeled down, and I was like, sir, what happened? How'd you get down there like that? And he's like, I slipped and fell. And I was like, all right, I'm going to have to call 911, because then I laid on my stomach like the officers in the video were, and I realized there's no way I can reach that guy. It's like 10 feet down. And I was like, you know, and I assessed the situation. I'm like, could I scale down there and get him up?
No.
Probably, but I was eight beers deep at that point.
Oh, God.
I guess this is where all the drunks go on Saturday afternoon. Is that where it is?
Yeah, I mean, I drank three Al's Boring Beers at home.
Wow.
6.4% ABVs, and I drank three more on the train down to Long Branch.
Well, good thing you weren't driving. You're smart, yes.
Yeah. Then I drank two more at Porto, where I had pizza and some meatballs.
What a life.
So I had
kind of jealous of this. How am I jealous of Dan and Carteret? All right.
The beers at Porto were not Al's beers. They don't have his beer.
All right. Good.
IPAs. Anyway, so then I left there. I walked over. And like I said, so I, I had to call 911 because I was like, if I climb down there and get him out of that position, what if I fall in the water? What if my phone gets wet? Now I can't call 911. So I was like, you know what? I'll just call the
police. Why do you think he didn't want you to call 911?
Maybe he was embarrassed to the situation. Maybe, I don't know, maybe his family's going to find out. Maybe because the bottle of liquor. I have no idea. I mean, just a 66-year-old man,
yeah.
You know, that it happened to, whatever. But that's what we think because, like I said, his sneakers were sitting right there at the top of the bulkhead bone dry. So he obviously took those off to scale down so his sneakers wouldn't get wet.
Yeah. The guy thought he was going to spelunk into that area and get his Come on, give me a break. Al, you got a question?
Yeah, Dan said, I believe one of the police officers later went back and checked on Dan at the bar/restaurant to see how he was doing. Is that true, Dan?
Yes, that's true, because they overheard me saying that's where I was headed. And then, like I said, as you said during the segment, Al, when I finally got there, they were like, oh, no, we've been sold out of that beer. I was like, you just got it last Friday. They're like, yeah, but it was only a small keg we got on tap. And then I was sitting there drinking another beer I ordered, and then in walks the officer in civilian clothes. And he's just like, hey, he's like, yeah, you remember? I said, yeah. He goes, I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I had to go back to the station and change out of my uniform because it's – and it was all wet and I was cold. And I was like, oh, okay. And we talked and I said, hey, can I buy you a beer? And he's like, oh, I'm still on duty. I can't, but thanks. He's like, I just wanted to make sure you were okay and everything's good with you.
Wow.
I said, yeah, it was a little.
Oh, you what, got a new friend. What a great officer. That's like a good officer.
You got a new friend there, yeah. Dan.
Yeah. Dan, did anybody recognize you as Dan and Carteret in this whole melee?
No. Nobody recognized me. No one said anything to me. It was very nice that the officer came to check on me. I mean, it was only a little bit of an overwhelming experience. Obviously, my commentary on the live videos, you're dealing with a guy that's 8 beers deep at that point. So, yeah,
you did a good job of covering that up. You really did.
And the other thing, too, and real hero type way of doing things is that, like, you didn't tell people that you were Dan and Carteret and that you were trying to live up to Al Duke's hopes and dreams for you and everything else. So, that's a good job on your part.
I didn't mention anything.
Yeah, good job on your part.
I just did what any person. In my position.
Hey, Dan, good job, man. All right, good job. We'll talk to you
Thank
soon.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
There, he's gone there. Dan and Carter. A lot of details from him. You know, I just want to – he's got to get better at just answering the questions. Mm-hmm. You know, and he's like, oh, the IPA that they had was not the IPA of Al's. It was a different IPA, and they said they got it in Friday. All right, Dan. I mean, I know you're obsessed with this beer and you're obsessed with Al.
He's obsessed with Al.
Every detail of – but that sounds like the greatest Saturday of all time, quite frankly. Like, he's just – drinking, walking, eating, saving lives. That's what Dan and Carteret did.
Just better hope he doesn't show up with a sleeping bag and start sleeping outside your condo.
And by the way, those places are not all that near to each other, so he did a lot of walking.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And taking the train, too.
No, but I mean, like, he took the train initially to get down here.
Yeah.
But even in the various restaurants he went, that's a walk. He's putting in some miles.
Yeah, but he's tanked, so it's like 5 minutes to him.
He's got nothing else going on in his life. So it's like he made a day out of it. He really did.
And he's snot-faced.
I mean, he is our mascot at this point. Yeah, he really is. All right, let's go to Sayville and talk to Tony. What's going on, Tony? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, Tony, what's happening?
Gio, I wanted to be the first person to give you the weather forecast for the upcoming Super Bowl.
Okay.
Sunny, 87, and no breeze.
Oh, that's right. No breeze in the Super Bowl. Great dad joke there, Tony.
I don't know why you guys don't like Drew Brees.
It's not like I don't like Drew Brees. My whole thing is not Drew Brees related with the Saints. My thing with the Saints is that it's more the Saints. It's their frauds. They always lose in the postseason outside of the 1 year they won the Super Bowl. They're home favorites. They make excuses. You know, the Vikings went in there and beat them, and they were bitching and complaining about Kyle Rudolph push-off because the year before, they were bitching and complaining about that. And then yesterday, they got smacked again. Well, so here we are again. They're home favorites. Everybody, not just you, everybody's all over them, kissing the Saints' ass and blah, blah, blah. They're going to Super Bowl, and then bang, just whatever. Like, next year, if they get back there, it's not a matter of if. It's a matter of who is going to beat them
in
the
playoffs. Well, there's no excuses. I mean, he basically said he tried to force some balls in there, but the Jared Cook fumble basically changed the whole thing around. Andrew from East Brunswick. Andrew, what's happening?
Hey, Booms. How are you, buddy?
All right, man. What's going on?
Hey, Boom. I got one question. Yeah. Who dresses you guys on the set? Phil Simms. I'm sitting there with my wife. Phil Simms, I mean, she says to me, he's got lady glasses on. He looks weird. I go, What about Boom? I love you, but what's up with the blue shoes?
Love the blue shoes, man. I got you, hey, Andrew. Do you know how many compliments I get on my shoes on Twitter? And
Boomer,
that's not the only pair of blue shoes that I have, man.
With the blue shoes?
Yeah, the blue shoes are awesome. Go with the blue slacks. Great. I have about 7 pair of these Jose Real shoes that Victor Talbots that I get from Victor Talbots out in Glen Cove.
And they look great in person, by the way.
Oh, they're unbelievable. They're comfortable. They're great looking, and they're all different colors, and they look sweet.
You wore a pair of those to, this was pre-COVID, the Investors Bank Chalk Talk thing.
Yes.
And I hadn't seen you wear them before, and I was like, first thing I said, I was like, where the hell you get those things from?
Look at those things,
and they look comfortable, too. Yeah, I've heard a couple of feminine glasses comments about Phil's glasses. This caller, and then I got several tweets about how he had, as the caller said, lady glasses. I don't know if that's a respectful way of putting it, but apparently that those frames are feminine frames that he wore, and maybe he wasn't aware of that, or I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to do.
Why don't you text him and say, were those lady glasses?
It's a librarian look or something. I'm not sure.
Hot librarian look.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris and Hal. Chris, what's happening?
Hey, guys, did you see Francesa's tweet about Drew Brees?
No, I didn't. Let me see. I'll
go
back.
He tweeted out, he said, Brees was done long before this. He has no arm strength. His time has come. What a douche.
Well, I mean, listen, Drew Brees is going into retirement at this point. So let's see. Brees, yeah, there it is. Yeah, you're right. It's a tough way to go, but he has no arm. Time to go, is what he said. Yeah, listen. Drew Brees had an amazing career. If this is the end of it, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I would say that part of the reason why the Saints have failed the last 3 years at home is because he's not the same player as he was a couple years or 5 years ago. I think that's fair to say. I don't think that was a douchey tweet by Mike. You know, it's not like he died.
No. But I was going to say, like, if you were a Jet or Giant fan and your team was in the playoffs every year, almost it seems like that. You wouldn't be happy with that. I'm sure you'd be frustrated that you didn't get on to the Super Bowl, of course, because the further you go, the deeper the cut is. But, you know, I played a position. And I know how hard it is. The fact that he's playing at the age of 41 and Tom Brady's playing at the age of 42 is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, guys. And they're playing it at a very, very, very high level. I don't care what Brady says. Well, yeah, I'm not – Brady is definitely at a higher level.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, Drew Brees hits Jared Cook over the middle. They're up 20-13, and everything's looking great. It's late in the third quarter, and Jared Cook fumbles the ball, and the game changes.
Right, I know. But it's like enough of the, you know, this happened, that happened, this happened with the Saints. Bottom line is, you know, they've lost 3 straight years in a home playoff game where they were favored.
Let's go to Marie in the Bronx. Marie, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer.
How you doing?
How are you?
Hey, Marie.
What's going on?
Listen, I got to tell you, that Phil Sims,
yes.
I don't know what's going through his brain. He looked terrible yesterday. Terrible. Between the hair and the lady glasses. not working, Phil. Not working. Boomer, on the other hand. Gorgeous. You look gorgeous.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that,
Marie. You're welcome.
And I'll make sure that Phil knows that.
Hey, Marie, do you happen to ever use the word bubala? Because I feel like that's a word that you would use.
I'm not even Italian. I'm Irish.
Marie, you are great.
I love it, Marie. Thanks.
That was awesome. That
it gives me some ammunition to throw at Phil Sims this week.
He looked terrible. With his lady glasses.
Actually, I loved his three-piece suit.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I loved it.
It's funny, man. People are so in tune with that stuff.
They are.
I watch you guys. I hear what you have to say. I listen to what you're picking. Say something that, you know, I wasn't thinking about a game. Yeah. I'm never really paying attention to what you're wearing. It's just not, I don't know. It's not. Hey, yeah, Phil looked terrible.
Get a lot of comments.
Oh, yeah, on the dress.
You have no idea how many comments
I
get.
I do, because I get tagged in half of them.
Most of them are really nice. I mean, a lot of people love the shoes, love the sport coats.
I always go, what's up with Boomer's tie? What's up with this? What's up with his shoes? What's up with his hair? Well, Phil's wearing lady glasses. Like, I've got all day. I bet you Al gets tagged in them, too.
Is Boomer wearing velvet?
Yeah, right. Is that velvet? What's he doing? It's like, what do you want me to say, man?
That's on this show.
Well, no, yeah, that's this show, and I'm talking about the NFL today.
Discussion.
I get stuff all day long on Twitter for your NFL Today garb. I'm like, these guys look great. I mean, they're all dressed up, national TV. What the hell do you want? I also think about the people that are commenting on this. They're probably, you know, a hole in a 20-year-old T-shirt that's got ranch on it, you know? Well, those are lady glasses.
It's probably the guy that fell over the the bulkheading.
Right, with the grease on the champion sweatpants that they've had since 1997.
Yes.
What are those lady glasses? The blue shoes? What are you, nuts? All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Gee, did you see the story? It's not funny. Did you see the story of the nude guy in the subway?
No, but I saw my own story of the nude guy in the Chase Bank vestibule this morning.
What?
Yeah. Completely. Yeah. No. Other witnesses as well. Yes. Completely unclothed.
So the nude guy in the subway ended up getting thrown onto the tracks and hit the third rail and unfortunately passed away.
That was, I could not believe that when I saw that.
So his mom has come out and basically said that he was off whatever medication he was supposed to be on. I don't know if it was schizophrenia. I don't know if it's bipolar. I don't know what the situation is.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is not a funny story. This is a really, really sad story, which, you know, happens every day around here. Things like this are happening every day in New York City and have been happening every day, I feel like, for like the last 10 years or so.
It's bad.
And it just becomes part of the news flow, and tomorrow be forgotten.
It's almost like we're desensitized to it.
Oh, yeah, we 100% are. Yeah. I mean, even when I saw the naked guy in the Chase Bank this morning, I was just like, oh.
Like naked?
He's naked today. Yeah, naked. So I had already made a decision that I probably wasn't going to go back in there because I am a Chase customer. Like, sometimes I'd use that ATM.
Yeah.
Like, prior to the nakedness, I had made a decision, since that had become a safe haven for some folks, that I wasn't going to go into that bank anymore. Now it's official. I mean, now that I saw what I saw in there today, I said...
So even at, like, noon, you wouldn't go in there?
No way. Because it's in my head that I know that guy was standing in there naked in coronavirus times, just doing God knows what.
When does he leave? Who does he run into? And what is the situation he leaves behind?
I would think he leaves. Well, I don't know about that, but I would think by 6 o'clock or so, his iPhone alarm goes off and he is out. And he's probably there.
iPhone alarm.
Everybody's got an iPhone. And I would think he probably follows someone in, like, late at night to be able to get in there.
And then takes his clothes off.
I guess. I wasn't aware of that.
Did he have clothes in there with him?
Yeah, I mean, there's piles of stuff, yeah. So I'm assuming that, yeah. I don't know if he's changing or what, but yeah. Yep, yeah, parked right across the street today and got that. Happy Monday. Okay. Back to work.
Yeah.
Hello. How's it going?
Right.
All right, Jerry, got a sports update for us.
Bucks, Saints, Superdome, win for Tampa, big miscues by the home team.
Brees in the shotgun on 3rd and 2, takes the snap, back to pass, looks right, throws right, Cook's got it at the 50-yard line, into Bucks territory to the 45, he fumbled the ball, picked up by Devin White, right down the far sideline of the 40, and he's forced out of bounds. Jared Cook made the catch, got the ball ripped out. Devin White recovers the fumble, and the Bucks will take over in Saints territory at the 40-yard line.
New Orleans was on their way to a 2-score lead, and instead the game is tied at that point. Yep.
What a great play by Antoine Winfield, too, by the way, to knock the ball out. He gets beat at the line of scrimmage, and then Jared Cook is, you know, running away with that ball away from his chest, his body. He's got to be putting the ball away, put two hands on it. They would have a first down there around the 43-yard line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and are moving.
With momentum.
Yes. Oh,
Yeah, and it just completely flipped like that. Tampa goes on to actually win 30-20, and so the Bucs survive and advance, take on Green Bay in the NFC Championship game. Here is Sean Payton, too many turnovers.
Those type of things in a game like this end up being the difference. And, you know, they scored three touchdowns.
Off the turnovers. Oh, crazy.
God. Well, you know the great thing about, if you watch Green Bay on Saturday, the great thing about them is that this is not the team that made the NFC Championship game last year. This is a much more physical team, and they started the game against the Rams by running the ball at Aaron Donald. They knew he came in, that he was a little hurt, and next thing you know, they are just pounding away, running. And that's how you establish your identity. So the Packers are a real – I mean, it's not just all about Aaron Rodgers throwing, you know, dimes to Davante Adams and his band of merry men and Robert Tonyan and all these other guys. They have three running backs that I mean, they hump it up in there, man.
They hump it up.
That's right.
They're humping it up in there.
Oh, man, they are lowering their shoulders, and they were not going to be denied.
Hump
man.
It up.
And that's hump it, and that's hump it up. Physical NFL style playoff football right there.
Humping it up in there.
Humping up in there, baby.
Wow. NFL playoff football. Hump it up, bitches.
Hump it up in there.
I didn't say
there.
That. I just said hump it up in there.
Humping it up.
Yeah.
Humping it up.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I've like never that. Heard that. Sort of like thromping. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, that was a CeeLo word.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Yeah, they thromp. So basically, the Bucs thromped the Saints yesterday. here was Devin White. He had the interception. He had the fumble recovery. He says, it ain't about me, though.
Number one thing about this game was my team got the victory. Everything that happened in the game, that was just God's will. You know, just me playing within the system, all us playing together, all us being on the same page, all us believing in one another.
And there you go. They humped it up together. That's right. Here's Tom Brady. He credits the defense for what they did.
Defense was incredible all game. The turnovers were huge. You know, last time we played them, we gave, you know, we lost a turnover, minus three.
Yeah, well, yesterday they were plus four, and that's how you win. So they'll take on the Packers next week. Jameis Winston for New Orleans threw a 56-yard touchdown pass.
So was
this
that
game.
The same exact play that the Bears used
pretty
against?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
If it wasn't.
I know. Everybody's talking about, oh, Sean Payton, like, genius, and this. I'm thinking I think he just took that play from the Bears the last week that should have worked against him. But it was, listen, it worked.
Hey, man,
beautiful.
You see something, steal it and use it. That's all right. It's all good, and especially when it works with Jameis.
Yeah, if you see the overhead shot of that, like the all 22, there are five defenders for Tampa that go to Alvin Kamara. Five of them. And then, of course, Traquan Smith is just wide open in the middle of the field.
Free.
You know, it was amazing. There was a play in the fourth quarter. No, it was in the third quarter where Drew Brees tried to force it down the field on the left side of it. And, I mean, he had Alvin Kamara wide open.
He humped it up.
If you remember, he overthrew Michael Thomas. I think he overthrew either Michael Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders coming from right to left. And it was almost picked off.
It wasn't the one that was dropped and picked off. That
no,
one
no,
that
no.
Was tipped.
It was in the third quarter, so they were going the same way, the way that Jared Cook fumbled the ball. On that play, he had Alvin Kamara wide open. Just all you had to do was drop it to him. The guy would still be running.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just pick the wrong guy
and you get
locked in on somebody and just make the wrong decision.
Well, Brees is under contract for one more year. We will see if he hangs it up. He declined to say whether or not he is retiring. After last night's
game. I do know
game.
This, that Ben Roethlisberger walked into Pittsburgh and said, I'm playing next year.
I know, which is just terrible.
Meanwhile, they got rid of their offense coordinator. They got rid of the tight end coach retired.
But they're promoting from within on that staff.
I think it's going to be Matt Canada.
Yeah, Matt Canada. Yeah, that's what's
going to happen.
Good for him. Yeah, no, I know good for him. But, I mean, it's like, it gets some, I don't know. You know how, like, the Packers sort of needled Aaron Rodgers a little bit? Like, you know, they hired a guy that he didn't have anything to do with after Mike McCarthy left.
And then they drafted Jordan Love.
And look, Aaron Rodgers put together an MVP season. He might go to the Super Bowl. And he's odds-on favorite in the NFC. What the Steelers need to do is stop coddling that guy if he's going to play one more year and then start to mess around with him a little bit. Bring in a guy who could actually play to be his backup. Give him an offensive coordinator that hates his guts. And then, like, start to draft a quarterback in the first round. Do whatever it takes. It's like enough already.
So the interesting thing about him is I believe he has a $41 million cap hit coming back next year. Oh. Now, He doesn't get paid $41 million. He's only getting paid $14 million.
But the cap hit is prohibitive.
But the reason that the cap hit is that way is because the way they keep pushing things down and pushing them out and pushing them out. So if he's coming back, there's going to have to be a redo of that contract. But he wants to come back and play. And by the way, you know, the other thing too is, you know, I know the Eagles are going to interview Todd Bowles, I believe, today.
Today.
Right. Well, I think yesterday he spent the day with Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, I did see that.
The Eagles did.
Yes. The Eagles, yes. Yeah.
And Doug Peterson might go to Seattle as their offensive coordinator.
DLC, yep.
Huh. How about that? Chiefs, Browns, I went back. You asked for it. I got it for you. Kevin Harlan on these third down scramble.
We don't need
for
no damn service aid.
Yeah, well, it would be nice to have it at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
In the gun, third and 14.
And I still don't have the fumble play. Still all working right on that.
Okay. In the gun, third and 14. Now they bring the back at the side of Henny. That is Williams from their own 35. Kansas City's quarterback gets the shotgun snap. Moves up in the pocket. He's being chased. Runs to the 30. Near sideline, 40, 45. And he's at midfield. He's close to a first down. Coming to the near sideline. I think he got it. I think he got it. A 14-yard run by Chad Henny. Wow.
That is Kevin Harlan, Westwood 1 on the Fan.
A little bit more curbing of the enthusiasm on the I think he got it's better than he just sent the Chiefs to the AFC Championship game.
I will say this. When the run was over with, yeah. I think we all thought that he got it.
I did.
Hold
now,
on.
Now the side judge is sitting right there, or the line judge is sitting right there, and he sees it in real time.
Now, but here's the thing you had to look at. Now, if you're looking at Chad Henne, that's one thing. If you look at the end of this run, where the side judge comes in, you look right at that, you can tell that it's short because he's running from the sideline right up and he's got the marker to his left.
So he sees the elbow, but we don't see the elbow. I know. As viewers, we don't see the elbow.
But it's like, you know, when you're at a baseball game, actually sitting at a baseball game when we used to do that, and then, you know, the crack of the bat, and then the novices would go, oh, if it's a fly ball, and the people who have been to a million baseball games will look at the outfielder is, yeah. Like, because you've seen it. Like, that's what you do when you're watching that game, is you look, like, all right, Chad Henne looked like he got it to us if we're looking at Chad Henne, but you got to look at the side judge and see where he is spotting the ball. And to me, it was obvious that he was going to spot him short.
I'll tell you what was obvious is how fast the Kansas City Chiefs offense is. Holy crap, man.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's something we knew. Yep.
So they won 22-17, as we know. Here's Andy Reid. Memorable moments for sure.
I think we'll all remember that run and the dive and then the throw.
And pretty good. The throw was on 4th and inches. Shotgun, lulled them to sleep. Snapped it, threw it, first down, ball game. What impressed you about your team today, Coach?
Not getting down when Pat went down. That's easier said than done.
But they didn't. And here was Travis Kelce who said, Henny's a pro, and we know it.
He's a competitor, man. That guy, no matter what it is, that he's ready and he's fired up and ready to go. And we love him for it. And sure enough, when he came into the game, like I said, man, everybody was nothing really changed, man. We still had the fire in us. We know that we could score points with Chad and we could move the ball down the field with Chad.
Look at that. And so they do win.
Couldn't been really happy with that interception, though.
Yeah, probably not. You know what's funny about that? If I could find it really quick, because Andy Reid was not asked about it, but he did reference that.
I take full responsibility for the long interception. That one, that was my that's on me, I'm proud of Chad.
What?
I don't know. Does that mean he saw something and maybe told him something in his headset?
Yeah,
I don't know. Was the play call?
I kind of love the fact that he was that aggressive in there, because generally, you know, you see these backup quarterbacks come in, it's like, don't lose the game. You know, and I love the fact that he threw the ball down the field, and then when it got picked, I was like, probably not a good idea.
Right, but wasn't that also right after he made a couple of plays to get them in field goal range?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that absolutely was like, ugh.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. Right, exactly. So Championship Sunday, Bucks and Green Bay against the Packers. And then on CBS, you got the Chiefs and Bills from Arrowhead Stadium. As for Patrick Mahomes, yes?
I was going to say, like, I'm assuming Patrick Mahomes is going to play. But at the beginning of this year, you said you had Brady and Rodgers and you had Mahomes and Allen. Would you be
happy
with that?
Oh,
of course. Absolutely. I mean, let's hope it's not Matt Barkley and Chad Henne somehow, because as you said before, imagine if Josh Allen got COVID.
Oh, come on. Good Lord.
That's such a boomer take, isn't it?
It's possible.
What's the worst case scenario here? Let's deep dive into it.
Well, two quarterbacks that are not in it are Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones. We know that.
Yeah.
Quinnen Williams talked to TMZ Sports, and what he wants out of the number two draft pick is a wide receiver out of Alabama named Devontae Smith.
I'm saying it right now. I'm wishing it. I hope so, man, just because I know Devontae Smith got that Bama in him, and I think we need somebody. We need someone with that. Man, he's amazing.
Guys, this is a guy that goes from bringing a gun to the airport to now deciding who the Jets should pick with the number two
overall pick. No one's deciding. He was asked his opinion. If you like yeah. Sam Darnold, then what would you do with the number two pick?
If I had used the gun to the airport thing, Jeez. You would have said, come on, he was a kid. He didn't realize what he was doing. The charges were dropped. Like, I was thinking the same thing. Like, I'm going to use the gun to the airport line right yes. here. But I thought you'd yell at me again because the last time I brought it up, you yelled at me.
No, but I was like, there are certain places where that works. This is one of those places where that works. I mean, I know he's a kid. I know he's from the South. I know he probably wasn't aware of what was going on here. But the last person that I'm going to be asking about what I'm drafting, like if I'm Houston and I'm Nick Caserio, am I asking Deshaun Watson who he wants me to draft? Hell no.
Listen, it's
you DMZ's. Do your job, I do my job, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, I get it, but it's not like. Quinnen Williams is a really good kid. He does not mean any harm by this. He's just, you know, it's
he's
his
just
guy
pumping
at Bama.
Up. He's pumping he up, he's pumping up yeah. his buddy. I get it.
That's all it is.
Yeah. Anyhow, Knicks did beat the Celtics 105-75. They play at noon, 3.5 hours from now. They take on the Magic. Nets and
Bucks.
The
Magic are just getting up or just getting in.
Either or. I don't think anything's open. But then again, you can always find a party, I guess. Nets yeah. Bucks tonight on the Fan at 7:15. And I'd like to read a tweet to you that was sent to me. This is what I woke up to this morning.
Go F yourself?
No. Oh, but right. This concerns me that people are now sending me these things.
Okay.
And I blame you guys for playing my stuff over and over. This was from, I'll just say, Jason G on Twitter.
Okay.
Quote, when someone who is important to you dies, a little part of you dies as well. Then that just keeps happening until you're dead, too. Have a great day.
Wow.
Come on. Now, this is what they're sending me. Well, this is your fault.
You're asking for it.
This
you
is your
these
fault.
Things, though, Jerry. I mean, it's
well,
not
I don't
like,
need to see this.
We didn't force you to say those things. You said those
what
things
What a depressing
yourself.
Way to start my day.
It's Especially a Monday, too. Yeah.
I know.
And on a Monday.
You
yes.
got that. I got the naked guy in the chase. I mean,
what
geez.
Is going on around here?
Somewhere, yeah. someone's dying right now.
Yes, I know. I know. And James Harden's a net. What a great trade. Yes.
All right.
There you go.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We now have the AFC and NFC championship games set. Couple of very fun matchups in both conferences. The Chiefs and Bills and the Packers and Bucks. Let's go to Brian in Mountainside. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys.
guys, we're missing the biggest headline yesterday, and that's Tom Brady going back on the field to play with Drew Brees' kid. He broke COVID protocol and should be banned from playing the game this week.
Come on. Banned from playing the game? First of all, you know, this video is out there, and it's a great video. It just is. Let's take COVID out of it for a second. It's a great video where Drew Brees is soaking up the moment. He's there with his family. His kids are on the field. You're assuming it's his last game, even though he is under contract for a year. But we all assume it's his last game. Tom Brady goes out there to say goodbye to him. They hug. His kid, one of Drew Brees' sons, you know, wants a ball thrown to him in the end zone from Tom Brady. So Tom Brady, I mean, if you haven't seen this video, this is like the most suave thing you'd ever seen in your life. So Tom Brady has got, you know, the jeans on, the jacket, the sweater. He's looking like he didn't even play in a football game at 42, 43 years old, dressed impeccably with the shorts and everything, and the watch on, and the kid tosses him the football. He just grabs it and throws a perfect pass into the end zone, and Drew Brees' kid goes up and grabs it. And it's got millions of views, and it's just awesome looking. Now, the odds of one of Drew Brees' kids having COVID and Drew Brees not having COVID because he got tested during the day, and then Tom Brady getting COVID from one of the kids is like less than 1%, probably less than 0.5%. And if you are someone that is watching that video in that moment and thinking COVID protocol, you have to be one of the most miserable people on the face of this earth.
I cried.
You did not cry.
I cried.
Stop.
What do you mean?
You really cried when you watched that?
It's Drew Brees' end of his career, and it's Tom Brady going out there saying goodbye to one great quarterback to another.
What?
Throws a ball to his kid. It's like a Hallmark movie, man.
Yeah, I understand. It's a touching moment, buddy.
It's beautiful.
It is, right, but you cried.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I had a tear.
You had a tear?
I did.
Wow.
I know you don't think that could happen with me, that I'm not emotional that way, but in this situation, that I am emotional.
See, like, I would understand if you're emotional where, you know, you hear Winnie say boom pa for the first time, and that would, you know, you tear up a little bit there. How special.
This is why the Rangers won on Saturday night, because I spent time with Winnie.
Oh, that's why?
Yes. And, you know, Matt wasn't around, so I was in her ear. Let's go, Rangers. Let's go, Rangers.
That must have been
Daddy's going to take penalties tonight. Yeah. Daddy's going to take penalties tonight. Meanwhile, Daddy's running around hitting every Ranger in blue.
Right, sure.
All over the place. Jesus Christ. Trying to kill our team all by himself. But, yeah, so that's one of the reasons why we were able to win. So, you know, it's emotional. Yeah, so, like, I just felt seeing it that this is the way it should end, and this is the way professionals act. This is how you send somebody off with a very nice way of doing it. If, in fact, this is Drew's last year, and you're talking about two of the great quarterbacks of all time coming together at the end of the game, and then the kids are involved. Oh, it's very touching.
Yeah, I don't know if I could cry in a good way or a bad way.
Well, you don't like either one of them.
Well, no, hold on. I'm not talking about this particular thing. I'm trying to envision, like, without a championship being won, I don't know if I could cry tears of joy or in that way anymore with sports.
Do you know who's 60 years old today?
Who is 60 years old today? What is today? January 18th, right? Martin Luther King Day. Whose birthday is that? I don't know. Oh, Mark Messier.
It's Mark Messier's birthday today.
Did you draw that yourself this morning before
the
show?
No, one of our loyal listeners sent me this as a gift. I also have one of Mike Richter.
So it's basically for the radio audience. It's a very nice sketching, black and white sketching of Mark Messier in three different positions.
Right.
One with his mouth open as if something happened that he didn't like.
What, that?
No, the big one.
This one here.
The big one, yeah.
Oh, the headshot.
The second one, he's skating. It's an action shot, and he's got his mouth open.
Right.
And the third one, his hands are up in the air.
This is one of the greatest of all time. Maybe the greatest captain of all time.
Yeah.
He cries. And when he cries, we cry.
But he
do you understand that?
He cries when it has something to do with him.
No.
He's not crying with Breeze and Brady.
No, when they put up Brian Leach's jersey,
right, but
he
it's
cried.
His guy on his team. You know, his teammate.
He'll cry when Henrik Lundqvist's jersey goes up there.
Right.
I mean, this if he can cry, I can cry.
Okay.
Just so you understand.
I'm saying sure.
And it's his 60th birthday today. Like, so happy birthday to the captain, the greatest captain of all.
So if the Rangers won another cup and you cried tears of joy, I would understand that.
Yes.
If the Knicks somehow won a championship, the Mets, like your teams, like I would say, okay, yeah, he's crying because he tears of joy. Breeze and Brady out on the field together like that, that's eliciting tears. Strange.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike and Matawan. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer, how are you?
Great.
Gio, how are you?
Hey, Mike.
I was telling the guy that answered the phone, and Boomer, I'm about a year younger than you, and Gio's telling a story about Drew Brees and Brady.
Yeah.
And I'm driving to work on my day off, and I'm crying also.
There you go. It's okay to cry, Mike.
Wow.
Mike, okay to find inner peace and cry and find emotion.
Yeah, I don't want to be an anti-cry guy in this spot. That's not what I'm trying to be, because I'm someone that... You know, I've talked about this before.
Right.
What gets me every time, every single time, is the surprise return of someone who was overseas to their family when they don't know it. You know, every single time that gets me. So, like, if someone goes outside, like a kid goes outside expecting to get the mail or something or run in there, and then their dad has come back.
Or they do it at school.
Or at school or at a sporting event where, like, I've seen one where the catcher of a ceremonial first pitch, they don't know it's their dad or mom who would come back from overseas, and they throw the pitch and they take the helmet off. That, I cry at that every single time.
So you can cry. So
I can.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be an anti-crier. I'm just surprised that, because knowing you, like, I know you have the ultimate respect for those guys.
You have a total misconception of me. That's the problem with you, and you have had that for about 3 years.
Well, I would say right back at you with certain things, but I mean, I just don't see this hitting you in a certain way. I don't know. It's strange to me.
Here's Stephen Beacon, who always has something nice to say to me. Steve, what's happening?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Great. What's up, Steve?
Boomer, there's one reason you were crying.
Tell me why, Steve.
Super Bowl ring, not you.
What, because they won Super Bowl rings and Boomer didn't?
Yeah, Steve always says something nice to me.
Yeah.
And by the way, I didn't cry after that game. I was
Given the circumstances, I think it's a lot to deal with a blowout than it is to lose a game in the last 34 seconds. But, you know, I take my hat off to Joe Montana.
Now, does that sound like me now?
No, of course not now. I mean, I could tell it's you. I could hear a little
Al,
bit.
Al, could you tell that's me?
It does not sound like you today, but like Gio said, you could tell it's you just based on the mannerism of your voice.
Yeah, and I could also, I've heard old clips of you many times, so like I could pick that out. I could probably pick, if you played 10 guys, I could easily identify you every time.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, every time. But it doesn't sound like
you
now.
Do I sound younger? Or I mean, like, what is the... Like,
well, it's the audio quality. You also sound younger. Hell, I'm sure you sound younger when, you know, you started this show back in 2007. I listened to old clips of me hosting radio shows when I first started. My voice was higher. I was like all wound up.
Yeah.
Like it's just different when you get more relaxed or whatever. I mean, it's just everybody's voice changes.
Right. Yeah, it's a higher pitch this year.
Given the circumstances.
And then it's gotten lower over the years.
Maybe we'll see his penis. I'd like to thank Steve from Beacon from always calling it in and saying nice things. And to Eddie, too, by the way, because Eddie always seems to have like a hand in that.
Sure. Without a doubt. Boomer and Gio.
Speaking of hand.
Oh, God, let's not go down that road again.
Is that guy going to sign with the?
I guess not. Yeah. So Ken Rosenthal, he even admitted, he tweeted out, he jumped the gun. So
John Heyman was right for slapping him down.
He was. Yeah, I know. And then people like, you know, mad at us for reporting the Ken Rosenthal thing. Ken Rosenthal's got like an impeccable track record.
Now he doesn't.
Yeah, that was off the radar now. That was a bad one.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.